I would say Florida's COVID situation is more than worrisome.
Now to Florida, which is reporting one in five of the nation's new COVID cases.
You know, I think in the past couple of days, there have been thousands of new hospitalizations. There are thousands and thousands of new cases each day, and there are even infections of children under 12.
The Republican governor of Florida is hitting back at President Biden after the president said governors who are not helping in the fight against COVID should just, quote, get out of the way.
What is he so upset about Florida? His solution is he wants to have the government force kindergartners to wear masks in school.
I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch. And today,
I think DeSantis has an incredibly large role in the state. He is someone that everybody is looking to.
David Quijara on why Ron DeSantis isn't backing down as COVID rages in Florida. So, David, to understand what is happening in Florida this summer, I was hoping you could take me back to last year, because things were a bit different then in some ways, but also when it comes to the governor DeSantis's response or lack of response, in a way, things were similar. What happened there in 2020?
Over the summer, COVID was really spreading in Florida. A lot of people were worried just because it was the start of the tourist season. So tons of out-of-towners were heading there.
Andrew, look at this. This is amazing. You got tons of people here on Hollandale Beach. A lot of them telling me this is their vacation. You go up to Hollywood, you'll see the same thing. A lot of folks not worrying too much about coronavirus.
There were all these images of people on the beach gathering together. So nationally, a lot of people were worried that Florida would become a big epicenter for the virus. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Governor Ron DeSantis was really trying to reject any type of COVID-related restrictions.
Our top story this morning, the governor has issued a sweeping order preventing county and city leaders from enforcing restaurant and bar closures and collecting fines tied to COVID-19 restrictions.
Now, includes lockdowns or shutting businesses.
The lie of the lockdown was if you just lock down, then you can beat the virus. Well, why are people having to lock down two or three times then?
So it kind of set up an interesting dynamic. And again, a lot of people were concerned that it would just essentially, the virus would explode throughout the state. Uh-huh. Interestingly, Florida didn't really see a huge, huge spike at that time. Its COVID rates were kind of on par with some of the other large cities. So over the course of that time, the governor kind of came to see himself as vindicated for keeping the state open, even though so many people were telling him to shut it down.
For those of you who aren't from Florida, welcome to our oasis of freedom. Florida got it right, and the lockdown states got it wrong.
To the coronavirus and the record number of patients at hospitals in Florida. Over 10,000 people have now been admitted with COVID statewide, and that growing surge is leading to even more changes starting today for Advent Health.
So the big wrench in all of this is the Delta variant. It kind of exploded in Florida over the past couple of weeks. Florida now is one of the states with the highest number of new infections, and the majority of them are Delta variants, and they are hitting the unvaccinated.
It's a startling possibility. USF Health Dr. Thomas Unash says the state could be seeing 40 to 80,000 cases a day in the coming weeks, meaning healthcare systems might not reach their peak until September. He says doctors and nurses are already feeling taxed.
I think there's some feelings of, despair, because this was totally preventable. You know, if people had gotten vaccinated, they wouldn't be in the hospital.
People have said that Florida is the epicenter of the new COVID explosion in the nation. Florida now makes up roughly, I think, one in five new infections in America. So it's clearly one of these states that everybody is looking at and everybody is worried at.
So things have changed. Like you said, Delta threw a wrench into the situation. Health officials say we're dealing with basically a different beast here. It's more transmissible, which is a huge problem for unvaccinated people. And as a result of all of this, we've seen some states, issuing new mandates requiring workers, especially health workers, to be vaccinated. We've seen new mask mandates in some cities, states, lots of school districts. Have we seen any change from Governor DeSantis?
No. Governor DeSantis has been very consistent in his policies against any type of COVID-related restrictions. The most recent fight is over schools right now.
Facing the fall and giving parents the option to decide what's best for their children, Governor Ron DeSantis scoffs at the new CDC guidance on masks in schools.
I want to see my kids smiling. I want them having fun.
The most recent fight is over schools right now. Last week, he signed an order essentially prohibiting any type of mask mandates for students in school districts. That's caused a big fight because for some schools, they're going to be starting in about a week or so. And a lot of parents and a lot of other elected officials are very concerned about that. So a couple of really big school districts like Broward County have essentially messaged that, hey, we are very worried about this and we are going to have a mask mandate. What could hurt them, though, is that if they do go forward with some type of mask mandate for the students, the state could withhold funds. So there is a real world effect to it as well, besides just the safety of the children.
I got to ask, I mean, what's in it for DeSantis here? Because with masks, this isn't just not mandating something. This is banning mandates. It's sort of a statement in a way, right? I mean, like looking back earlier in the pandemic, I know he didn't impose some restrictions and things didn't turn out quite as bad as some people might have expected. But obviously, like we've just been talking about, things are really different now. One in five cases in the U.S. being from Florida, the Delta variant surging. What's the strategy for what DeSantis is doing here? You know, not following essentially the advice of experts who say some of these things could be saving lives.
I mean, he clearly built his national reputation on his COVID policy. And so he kind of became a darling of the right. You know, the conservative base is really, really behind him. And his supporters still believe in kind of parental choice for masks. They believe that people shouldn't have to get vaccinated if they don't want to. They believe that the state shouldn't shut down businesses and that they should keep them open to keep the economy going. So in that respect, you know, someone who's very cynical could say he's doing this just for political benefit. But it also goes to his broader philosophy on government intervention.
Well, I was going to ask, how do you think DeSantis sees this from his perspective? Because, I mean, he has like the president of the United States calling him out, telling him to get out of the way of people who are trying to do the right thing here.
I say to these governors, please help. But if you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way.
How do you think DeSantis himself sees this whole situation?
I think he loves that, especially Biden.
I just want to say something quickly. You know, Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide...
Recently, he took Biden's comments that Republican governors like him and Greg Abbott should just get out of the way. He took that and used it in fundraising. So it's clearly a winning issue to essentially pit himself against President Biden.
I guess, though, I'm curious about the politics of this situation. Like, I know DeSantis was able to get up in front of, you know, a crowd of Republicans at CPAC and say that Florida was an oasis during the pandemic. But, you know, it's not exactly like your traditional red state governor pitting themselves up against a president situation where it's like purely politics, because this is also a public health situation, right? Like, could this backfire on DeSantis? I mean, not to get dark, but like if he has some of his constituents dying because of COVID, could not going stronger against the virus when there is a clear surge like this, when things aren't the same as they were previously, could this hurt him?
It's certainly a political risk. But again, the governor is not, he's not crazy. Like he has come out very forcefully that people should get vaccines.
So my message is the vaccines protect you. Get vaccinated, and then live your life as if you're protected. You don't have to chafe under restrictions.
That is an issue that he is pushing hard. So it's not like he's willing to just let people die. Mm-hmm. But yes, there is a risk of a political backlash. Already, the two people who are trying to challenge him in 2022 for the governorship, Representative Charlie Crist and Democrat Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried, have been hammering him on an almost daily basis just for these policies. But from what we can tell, it hasn't really moved the needle that much.
David Kihara, thanks so much for talking with me.
Sure, my pleasure.
Also, today, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling a new special legislative session to begin the day after the current special session is set to expire, as Republicans continue their push to enact new voting regulations following the 2020 election. This includes a bill that would roll back voting practices championed by blue counties during the pandemic, as well as adding restrictions on mail voting and putting new criminal penalties in place that would affect poll workers. State House Democrats broke quorum in July during the first special session over the proposals to restrict voting rights and fled to Washington, D.C. Since they left, Abbott has repeatedly said he would call special session after special session to continue discussing items on the legislature's agenda. And the Justice Department is opening a broad investigation into the Phoenix Police Department, examining whether its police officers use excessive force, conduct, quote, discriminatory policing, and retaliate against members of the public who exercise their First Amendment rights. The inquiry, which was announced by Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday, is the third investigation of its kind since the Biden administration came into office in January and reinvigorated far-reaching examinations of the tactics of individual police departments. Garland says the probe will also include how police deal with people experiencing mental health crises, as well as whether the department had illegally seized property belonging to people experiencing homelessness. Today's episode included music composed by Breakmaster Cylinder. The Politico Dispatch team includes senior editor Raghu Manavalan, senior producer Jenny Ament, and executive producer Irene Noguchi. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening.